Rutherford Issues with Brian Barrett on FM 100.5, 101.9, AM 1450, and WGNSradio.com. We're Rutherford County's place to talk.
Back here on Rutherford Issues from WGNS, and time to catch up with what's going on with the local Salvation Army. Lieutenant Andy Seiler joins us in studio, and January, cold temperatures, everything usually seems to go together this time of the year, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does. It's kind of a mixture of events that makes it especially tough for the more disadvantaged in our community, especially the homeless. You talked a little bit about the flu and also about the cold temperatures. It's just not one of those safe times of year. And so it's just one of those times to keep an eye on what's going around in our own community.
We're going to talk about coldest nights coming up here in just a couple of moments, but you were keeping things pretty busy over at the thrift store as well. Wanted to make sure we spoke about that too.
Yeah, absolutely. Our thrift store has been open almost a year now. It's going to be a year on February 2nd, and we're going to be celebrating that with a really big sale 2 weeks from Wednesday. So the week of February 2nd, the week after that, the Wednesday, we're going to have a big bash sale. So stop in for the store that. We have great sales every week. Just today for Martin Luther King Day, we're doing 30% off of our kitchen sets. So kitchen furniture that you might need. We have great kitchen tables. I just was there. We got five or six different kitchen sets that are very high quality that you normally would have to pay up in the $800 to $1,000 range for the full set. Brand new. We have some very lightly used stuff that we're selling for, you know, only $100 to $200, and so some really good stuff there. And every Wednesday, of course, it's half off Wednesdays, which is everything but furniture, electronics, and the store is half off, which is an amazing deal for the stuff that we have. One of the things that sets us apart from a lot of what people would think of in terms of thrift stores is we get very high quality stuff that is donated to us. So people think of us first when they're looking to replace some of the things that they have. We get very high quality furniture, very high quality clothes, and we really make sure that we put out the best stuff on a given basis. So if you come in, you'll see a new set of stuff all the time. We're always rotating through our stock, and it's always very high quality that you can find stuff that you wouldn't be able to find anywhere else.
Talk to me a little bit more about furniture. You have a lot of kitchen, dining room sets and things of that nature. Are we talking about you could furnish a home with some of the things you have?
Oh, yeah. I say we got everything that you could find for an entire home, for an entire apartment, you could find at our thrift store today. So we have beds. We have beds with brand new mattresses where people had donated the mattress for whatever reason. It wasn't fitting or something like that. So you can find all of your bedroom furniture. You can find drawers. You can find everything you need. Plus, you can find kitchen and living room furniture. So we always have a great selection of couches, a great selection of recliners, things like that. And you can find it if you're looking for something that's antique. We have great antique wooden furniture. If you want something that's what we would consider now retro 70s and 80s furniture that people think are really cool, especially college students come in, want to get like a retro chair. We have lots of stuff like that. And then we also have great almost brand new furniture that people give to us for whatever reason. A lot of times clearing out a loved one's house after they've passed away or something like that, we are usually the first call for those people because we pick up a couple days a week in our truck. So we get great furniture. So we had a piece of furniture that sold last week. It was an Ashley Furniture brand new kitchen table that was a full length, 8 feet long on one side, 4 feet on the other, that we were able to sell brand new in our store. And that's the kind of stuff that we get, very high quality, and you can furnish every room in the house with the things that we have.
So how you know, you've been around a year. How do people know that this is the place to go and the place to give?
A lot of it is word of mouth more than anything. And then everyone that shops in our store, we give out a little card as well that gives our information for what we accept in terms of donations, what number to call. One of the things that we do that's unique to this community is that we pick up donations. We have a truck that goes out on Tuesdays and Fridays, and you can call our number to be able to go and pick up some of those things. And so it's really interesting that we can go out and get the furniture that other places where you would have to bring it to them, we can actually pick that up for you.
Well, and furniture is a big deal because a lot of folks don't have the means to be able to take it somewhere, for instance.
Mm-hmm. And that's one of the things that's really hard, because if you have a small vehicle and you have large furniture, maybe you relied on the store when you bought it to deliver it to you. And then what do you do with it at that point? You can't take it somewhere else if you're going to be buying new furniture. So we are able to provide that service a couple days a week for that. And so we pick up 8 or 10 different houses on a weekly basis, a couple of days a week. And that's a really good program for us. It gives us the income to be able to provide for our programs, for our shelter, and for the kids programs that we do locally and all the social services, because that's where the money goes. It stays in Rutherford County. All the donations stay in Rutherford County, which I think is a great thing for this community.
So where is the thrift store?
Thrift store is at 125 South Front Street. It's near the corner of Front and Broad. If you're looking on Broad Street at Camino Real, look right across the street, right across the street from Sticks and Stuff. We are officially on Front Street, but you can see us from Broad Street. It's just a parking lot, and right there we are on the corner.
Just down from Main.
Yep, right exactly.
There. Kind of that triangle area.
Yeah, exactly. It's kind of, we have a parking lot right across the street. That's a triangle that forms with the Main, Broad, and Front, and we're right across from that.
Lieutenant Andy Seiler joining us here with Salvation Army, servicing Rutherford County. And coldest nights, let's talk about that, because we have had some brutally cold weather.
Sure have.
And more on the way.
Yeah, I say it seems this year we had a very mild winter for a while. Last year it turned cold in January, February, but we've really had continuous cold temperatures almost for over a month now, and that's really brutal for people that have to brave it, even just walking out there during the day. So whereas we, like for me, for example, I park my car outside every day, and it's tough enough for me to get my car warmed up and everything. I sit in there. If I forget to get it warmed up before I go out there, I have to sit in there in the cold, and I complain and everything. But it's even harder for people who don't have a vehicle, who might have to walk to where they're going, who don't have anywhere to stay. And so in a partnership with Journey Home, we open up our gym every night that it's going to be below 30 degrees. For people to be able to stay in our gym warm. The difference maker for that is we always have our shelter going 365 days a year, but we have a very strict no alcohol, no drug policy. And for some people, that is very difficult because of addiction problems, and we are aware of that. And so the idea of our coldest nights in partnership with Journey Home is that it's a preservation of life system. So we want to make sure that no one freezes to death, no one has put their life in danger by staying outside in the cold. And we make sure that all the other human service agencies and the police and the sheriff, they all know that we operate this, and the hospital does as well. So if there's someone that's going to be discharged from the hospital, say at midnight because they've had something being taken care of during the day, and they have nowhere to go, they know to be able to call the police, and the police will transport them right to our door, and we'll let them know that they're coming. And so that's one of the things that we can do for this community to make sure that people are safe. It's not a program by any stretch of the imagination. We're not trying to do anything other than protect their lives, but I think that's very important because that still tells them that they are valuable to us, that they're not going to be thrown away, that they are worth something to us. They're worth the investment and the time and the space. And so that's one of the things that we can do for this community that we really enjoy. And Journey Home approached us about that last year, and we were able to do it last year and this year as well.
So there's really a no strings attached, just this is a place to come and keep warm overnight?
The only qualification is we can't have any sex offenders, only because we have children that sleep on the same building in our shelter every night. And so that'd be a violation of the sex offender registry rules as well as our own internal policies. But anyone else, in terms of men, the Way of Hope takes care of any of the women and children that are in this situation. But if there's any men, they can show up at our doors to our gym at 7 o'clock. That's on the front side of our building where we front New Salem Highway 99. Our actual address is 1137 West Main Street.
You all have some very confusing addresses, right?
we always seem to be off a larger street. That's a greater marker for us, and then our actual address is off on one of the smaller streets.
Yeah, I mean, you can see the Salvation Army building right there from Highway 99. It's usually the easiest way to tell folks where to find the location. For instance, let's say someone does come up. How do you know if they're on the sex offender registry? Do they have to provide you with some type of ID?
The registry is actually online.
Right.
So the sex offender registry for the state of Tennessee and the federal registry is online, and there's a laptop that they use right at the door. And so we check their ID with that. And right now, one of the good things, people wonder, you know, what if you don't have an ID? Well, you can actually go to the police station. The police station can provide you with a temporary ID for right now until a permanent ID comes in. And one of the great things is that if you have no money to be able to get an ID, you actually qualify to be able to get a free ID. It's just going to be a regular picture ID, not a driver's license, but that's what is required. And so right now, that's not going to be a barrier for anyone being able to enter the shelter. So if they can get to the police station to be able to get that ID, the police know that that's what that is for, that's what it's being used for.
So you know, we did a news story about this when we knew that the really, really cold mm-hmm. weather was coming, you know, like the zero and below zero, mm-hmm. Just to tell people. But how do those in the homeless community know that the shelter is available?
Well, one of the great things that we have in this community is networking. So someone is going to be touched through one program or another across the entire community. And this, through the homeless task force that we have, the mayor's homeless task force, everyone in the human services, homeless services, across the government, for the entire city and for the whole county as well, knows that this is happening. And so they know that if they see anyone in need, they can provide that information right away to where they can be able to get there in time to be able to be served. And they can also get a hot meal in our shelter at 5 o'clock every night as well, which makes a big difference too. And so for the most part, our homeless population is being touched by one program or another. I would say somewhere in the 95% range of the homeless population is coming to a program of some sort in our community that knows about this program and is passing along that word. So for example, at 5 o'clock when we serve dinner every night and we have people that come off the street because our dinners open up to anybody, we tell them, like, if they're not staying with us, if you need somewhere to stay tonight, you can stay in our gym at 7 o'clock. You can go around to the front and they'll let you in at 7 o'clock. So just that kind of word of mouth is the best way to get in touch with the homeless population.
And the fact that we live in an area where 95% are touched by some agency, mm-hmm. there are many other locations where that's not the case.
Very much so. So there's a lot of what I would consider ghost populations in terms of the homeless in many communities where they don't know what's going on. Most big cities find that because there's a lot of the homeless population that moves in from somewhere else and they don't really know the resources of the community, or they come from a community that doesn't have resources, so they don't really think that they have anything. In this community, we do a great job of networking. We do a great job of making sure that people have the resources that they need and that they know it's available. And so that's one of the things that we can do for them.
Talking to Lieutenant Andy Seiler with the Salvation Army, and this question just kind of popped into my mind about, let's say the temperatures, you know, one day are supposed to be like in the low 20s during the day. What happens when the shelter closes, you know, at 7 p.m. to 7 a.m.? What mm-hmm. happens after 7 a.m.?
At that point, a lot of our homeless population will go straight from our gym to Journey Home to be able to stay there for the day and to be able to look for work on their computers and also to be served lunch. That's really the whole idea of it. We actually close at 8 in the morning. Okay. And so when they leave the gym at 8, that's the same time that Journey Home is opening for the morning. And so that they know that they can go over there for the day. And if they don't have a job or they can't be walking around in the cold, like if it's too cold, like the days where it was, you know, the high was 12 degrees or 9 degrees, I forget what it was, those days where they can't be walking around looking for jobs, they can at least find a safe place that's warm to be able to stay in.
And all of this information is out there, and I think it's a great testament to our community that we're able to network in the way we do, from government agencies to nonprofits, mm-hmm. and just to make sure that everyone has a safe place.
Yeah, and I think this is a great community in terms of homeless services. We have everything you would ever need to be able to get back on your feet. I think one of the things that we're looking forward to in the future about programming would probably be an alcohol and drug addiction program that's inpatient, being able to stay long term. We're not quite there in this community yet to where we can really sustain a program like that. But at the same point, we see that as the long-term future of what this community needs. I say that's probably the missing link in terms of being able to solve the homeless problem here. And I think that's one of the things that we need to not underestimate, is this community has strong enough financial means and strong enough drive to be able to solve the homeless problem here. And I think that's a really great testament to what this community is about. And I think we're going to be on the cutting edge of that over the next 10 years or so.
And there are folks here that are willing to make that time commitment to see that happen.
Absolutely. I think there's people that are working regular jobs that are into that. Great nonprofits, a great government commitment. And once all those things come together, it makes for a great homeless population in terms of services.
If anyone has any questions about what goes on at the Salvation Army, volunteer opportunities abound, and thrift store questions, who can they call?
They can call our office at 895-7071. We're closed for Martin Luther King Jr. Day today, but they can call the rest of the week, 895-7071, or they can stop by at 1137 West Main Street, or they can stop by the store. We accept volunteers for the store. All the days that we are open, Monday through Saturday, 10 to 6. And so you can drop by at any time, and that's 125 South Front Street.
Awesome. Lieutenant Andy Seiler, thanks for stopping in today.
Thanks for having me.
All right. And we will take a quick break, come back, and wrap up the show here in just a couple of moments. Stay tuned.